You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Rudy Ruiz, CEO at Interlex, a social advocacy, advertising, and marketing agency. Good morning, Rudy, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. So can you explain Interlex's mission and the story behind the company for starters?
Sure. Interlex has a pretty unique mission, which is to help our clients make a positive impact in the lives of diverse audiences. And so the story behind the firm is we're actually experiencing our 20th anniversary this year. We were started in 1995. Both my wife, Heather, who's a designer, and myself, and I have a background in public policy and communications, started the firm, and it's been a great ride, and we've worked with a wide range of government agencies, large nonprofits, and Fortune 500 companies on campaigns that meet that mission and bring a social benefit to different communities, both around the country and even internationally.
Obviously, social media is so popular today, has been for a while even, and the term social entrepreneurship is as well. How would you describe social entrepreneurship?
Well, social entrepreneurship is basically, a business or company that is sustainable and generates a profit like any other business would hope to. But at the same time, it provides a social benefit to communities or audiences that are in need. That's really been the idea behind Interlex from the beginning, which is to create campaigns that not only help our clients meet their goals, which might be business goals or might be, governmental or policy goals, but also at the same time have like an intrinsic human benefit for the audience that our clients are serving. So maybe it's educating those audiences, maybe it's getting them to change certain behaviors that might save lives or lead to an enhanced quality of life. Or it might be getting them to adopt new products or services that empower them, help their families, better achieve the American dream, if you will.
If you would describe a campaign that Interlex is particularly proud of being involved in.
Sure. I mean, there's been quite a few over the years, campaigns where we helped raise like the immunization rate among children, for instance, in Texas. There's been campaigns where we've helped reduce obesity rates in certain communities, other campaigns where we've helped raise millions of dollars for disaster relief during the Haiti and Chile earthquakes a few years back. And most recently, we've been engaged in a campaign since 2008 for a client called SafeLink Wireless that basically enrolls low-income families that qualify for federal income-based assistance in a program that provides them with free cell phones and free cell phone service. And that campaign has been extremely successful, being the leader in its category. It's funded through the Federal Lifeline program, and it was the first wireless iteration of that program, and since 2008, every year we've exceeded our goals, our clients' goals, enrolling 2 to 3 million new customers every year in that program nationwide. The research shows that it helps these low-income households, achieve more economically and be safer at the same time, and stay in touch with their children's schools, their doctors, and emergencies with emergency responders.
Certainly with reason to be proud of that circumstance. Today we are joined by Rudy Ruiz, CEO at Interlexis, a social advocacy, advertising, and marketing agency here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Rudy, what advice would you give a small business owner who would like to give back in a way like Interlexis does?
Well, you know, I think to really look at one's products and services and client base and think about are there ways that, you know, what you specialize in could help particular communities in need. And, you know, there's so much need out there, whether it's in your own community or abroad, you know, and there's always a way creatively that you can find a way to both continue to grow your business and make a profit and help others at the same time. And, you know, I think when we were starting out, I used to think that perhaps I needed to wait till I was later in life and had achieved financial success and maybe could become a philanthropist and make charitable contributions. And, of course, people can always do that. But you know, coming out of the Kennedy School of Government, where I earned my master's in public policy at Harvard, I was inspired to try it earlier on in my career and to be a social entrepreneur and to try to figure out a way to just make it happen rather than wait till later in life. And I think you can do that. You know, you can look around the business world today and you see other examples of it. You know, one of my favorite is Tom's Shoes, which, you know, for every pair of shoes you buy, like a kid in need receives a pair of shoes, you know, in the lesser developed country. It's an example of how you can pretty much take any product and figure out a way to help people through what you're doing.
Great idea there. Lastly, what are key elements to a successful social advocacy business?
Well, you know, I think some of the key elements for us have been research and measurable results. You know, I think everybody wants to do good, but you have to, you know, prove that you're making an impact through the investment. So just like with any investment in business, people want to see a return on investment. The same goes in social advocacy. So whether it's a government program or, you know, a foundation or nonprofit type of grant-driven campaign, or even if it's a corporate type of philanthropy or corporate, you know, social marketing, people want to see results. So the research for us has always been really important to base our work on research, to use quantitative research to establish benchmarks for what we're trying to do, and then to come back and measure the impact of what we've done in people's lives. You know, have we enrolled people in programs? Have those programs empowered them to improve educational outcomes or to increase the income of their household, you know, try to break out of the cycle of poverty, you know, improve healthcare outcomes, those kind of things. And if you can show that in research, then that makes your efforts sustainable for the future.
Well, I think it's fabulous what you have created here and have built over the years with Interlex. Certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today. Tell our listeners where they can find Interlex online and how they can be in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric. Well, we can be found on our website at interlexusa.com, and we're also on Facebook and Twitter.
Easy enough. Rudy, once again, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thank you very much. You have a nice day.
You too. We've been speaking with Rudy Ruiz, CEO at Interlex, a social advocacy, advertising, and marketing agency. And once again, the website of reference is interlexusa.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.